Ladies' groups, meals with friends, meals with church, the Eucharist, and this mysterious thing called a time of fellowship. It seems to me that perhaps even as Christians, we don't actually really know what we mean by this word fellowship. Certainly we get together on a Sunday morning to pursue a shared aim, or at least we're supposed to. But if that's all Christian fellowship truly is, then it's truly anemic, shallow, and very, very boring. I think, reading through the New Testament, that there just might be more to fellowship than at first meets the eye. Our first indication of this is actually here in Acts 2:42. Verse 42 says fellowship, and this is a translation of the Greek word koinonia. Now, koinonia includes the sense of sharing, community, and participation. And indeed, in verse 44, the word for common, in all things in common, comes from the same root word. But the biblical writers were always economical with the words they used. Words were not cheap. Paying a scribe to write them out, or buying the parchment, or simply taking time away from work to write stuff down, meant that these writers chose their words carefully. So why would Luke say the believers devoted themselves to sharing if in the next breath he then says, and they shared everything? The believers devoted themselves to sharing and then they shared everything. It's a bit daft, really, if that's what it means. So perhaps this word koinonia, fellowship, has more to it than just sharing something. Which is why I would draw your attention instead to 1 John 1. And if you'd like to find it, it's towards the back of the New Testament. I don't offhand know the page number. 1 John, not the Gospel of John. Sorry. 12:25, thank you. If we look at this passage from 1 John, it gives us a clue that there is more to fellowship than meets the eye. That fellowship is not merely meeting together for a good time, but is in fact participating in something beyond ourselves, in God Himself. That which was from the beginning. So it says here. Where have we heard that before? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and He was with God in the beginning. That which was from the beginning, God eternal, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched. That thing which was from the beginning, we've been able to see and touch God. Christ is the new beginning. This we proclaim to you concerning the word of life. The life appeared, and we have seen it and testify to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. This is Jesus. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. Aha! Koinonia. Sharing. Participation. Fellowship. And our fellowship, the thing we have in common here today, our sharing, our participation is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. No wonder there's joy. Hallelujah! We participate in the glorious resurrection life that remakes the earth anew, has conquered sin and death, and guarantees our eternal hope. Hallelujah! This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. Ah. So, fellowship with God might actually cost something. The cost for us is not walking in darkness, which can be so easy. So easy that maybe sometimes we don't even notice we're doing it. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, verse 7, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. Hang on. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, that is, if we live holy, righteous, and upright lives, we have fellowship not with only God, but with one another. Because God is light. And if we walk in the light, holy and true, then we are showing that we are walking with God and can have true communion with one another. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Any one of us, sitting here or standing here, in my case. If any one of us claims to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. And what does that do? Well, it may or may not have been a point that was brought out from looking last week at the fellowship in the Old Testament, but all fellowship starts with God. And God is good. And God is holy. God does not tolerate sin, injustice, or unholiness. All of which basically sums up your average human being. But being purified from all unrighteousness was at that time in the Old Testament a properly visceral thing, a really gut-wrenching experience that involved butchering animals left and right. And if you want somewhere to start, look at Exodus 20, 24. All to bring about fellowship shalom, the peace with God that is a righteous life. But we can have this same forgiveness. We get this same purification. We come to restored fellowship in holiness when we confess our sins and trust in Jesus. If we claim that we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us. Because as John goes on to say later on in this letter, whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus did. So what is fellowship? It is life with God, restored, forgiven, and that life shared amongst us here and now in the church, the body of Christ. That is fellowship. The other reading that was set for today, which unfortunately we haven't read, but is a record of Peter raising Tabitha from the dead in Acts chapter 9. This is life. The power to overcome death, sin, and the devil. These are the promises we made at our baptism. This is the life we enjoy in fellowship. We participate in the shared, overwhelming, abundant life of God. And we have fellowship with one another in the presence of him who can transform all things for good. Hallelujah. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen.